This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I abandoned the belief of praying like it's all up to God and working like it's all up to me, and instead I began to accept that all of my life, prayer and work, rest in God alone. That's a lesson for you. It's a lesson for me today. It's not about all your efforts and all my efforts. It's about what God can do in our lives, and get this, what God can do in the lives of other people working in your life. Some of you grew up with the mentality, it's all up to you, and if it's to be done, I've got to do it. And if this work's going to be accomplished, I've got to be the one. And there's a moment of freedom that comes in a man or woman's life when they recognize that God is the provider and I'm not. Ultimately, the Lord God is the provider. That's right out of Scripture. The Lord does provide. And the sooner a man in this room understands that, the better. And the sooner a woman in this room recognizes that, the better. The Lord is ultimately the provider. Three things today. In fact, if we can bring them up again, I'd like to do that. The first one from Jeremiah. Pray that the Lord your God will tell us where we should go and what shall we do. You want to pray for your children? Lord, guide where they go. Guide what they do. Simple prayer request, but powerful. The next one from Jonah. From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. He said, in my distress, I called to the Lord and he answered me. Pray for your child, your husband, your wife, your family member in distress and call to the Lord on their behalf. And the third one from Romans 15, I urge you by the Lord Jesus Christ, by the love of the Spirit, to join me in my struggle to pray by praying to God for me. You join in the struggle of the people you love by praying for them. You join in the struggle by praying for them. I began with that illustration, sad illustration, of the young lady who said, I prayed all night to a God I didn't believe in. I'm asking you today to pray for 2 minutes to a God you do believe in. To pray for 2 minutes for a son who's in distress. To pray 2 minutes for a son or daughter who's swallowed up by, not a fish, but swallowed up by guilt, by anger, by bitterness, by resentment, by jealousy, whatever the case may be. People can be swallowed up by anything in life, by medical problem. And you say, I turn them over to the Lord. Here's why. When you pray on behalf of your children, you are acknowledging to the Lord a couple of things. You're saying, Lord, I recognize they're not my children, they're yours. Psalm says, children are a heritage of the Lord, they're a gift. But you know what you do when you pray for somebody? You share the burden, not with just a friend. You share the burden of raising your children with the Creator of the universe, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And you're saying, Lord, I join in the struggle with them. And you do too. Because your word says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. On this Mother's Day, I'm going to ask you to be a person of prayer who prays. And I'm giving you three new reasons why to pray for your children, why to pray for your husband, why to pray for your wife, why to pray for your family, brothers and sisters, and why to pray for yourself. Pray to the one who answers prayer. God is in the business, the Bible says, of hearing our prayers. Does he give us everything we want? No, but we're told in the Word of God that when we pray according to his will, here's what it says, he hears us. He hears us. Why is that important? I want to be heard by the ears that matter. That's the Lord God Almighty, and so do you. Let's pray together.
If you'd like to hear this message again, go to our website, crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.